Assuming the best. I was scrolling through social media the other day and ran across this photo. I laughed out loud because a bottle of cleaning spray decorated like this is the most ya-ya thing I could imagine. Now, for those listening, this bottle is just a generic spray bottle that you would put like Windex or some other cleaning solution in. But it's decorated with ribbons and there's a bow and it has her name in fancy script on it. And then there's a big lipstick kiss decorating it. It's quite a sight. I mean, these things are usually decorated with a Sharpie marker declaring what sort of cleaner's inside the bottle, or maybe a piece of masking tape declaring the owner's name. But not this bottle. This looks like a centerpiece for the head table at a fancy dinner or something. It's so Yaya. But I should step back a bit. Yaya, the name she chose to use here in America, or Tipsitong Kowalar, whose last name I butchered while announcing at basketball games and still get horribly wrong, is a young lady from Thailand who was an exchange student at the school where my wife works. She's here in the U.S. again, and based on her post, she's working on the cleaning crew at a hotel or some such thing. She doesn't normally post about cleaning supplies, and if you see her on social media, or honestly in real life, she appears to be the most vapid, selfie-crazed young woman you could imagine. She lives her life very much out loud, and between duck lip poses and over-romantic hashtags, she really appears to be an extra superficial example of everything wrong with the internet. But she's not. Yaya does certainly enjoy attention, but she doesn't seek attention at the expense of others. She might appear to be full of herself, but that too is an assumption which doesn't stand up to scrutiny. Yaya is an incredibly kind-hearted young woman who doesn't shy away from helping others, even when there's no glory in it for her. She enjoys a limelight, but I've literally seen her chopping lime leaves in the kitchen while helping cook food for a fundraiser. She will work hard to help others, even when it's not required, even when she's unseen, but will also happily draw all the attention in a room for no other reason than to be the center of attention. She's truly an enigma. Okay, so what is she hiding? Does Yaya draw attention to herself in order to distract from insecurities she's trying to hide? I have no idea. I know I do that, and so Blue in my comic does as well. And again, for those listening, this is just I embedded a comic of Blue wearing a pink wig talking about hiding his insecurities behind this outward appearance. But more importantly, Yaya doesn't prop herself up by pushing others down. And I think it's vital to make that distinction. She might very well struggle with inner demons and self-doubt, insecurities, and a myriad of other emotional difficulties. Her over-the-top photos might be a way to hide from herself. And maybe not. My point is this. We often hear that comparing our lives to what we see our friends posting on social media is unhealthy because people generally only post the good things. And that's very good advice. Our lives are more than a highlight reel, and sometimes those with incredible highs are also struggling with incredible lows. Unfortunately, we often deal with that reality in a very unhealthy way. We do the thing ourselves. Remember when I said that Yaya doesn't prop herself up by pushing others down? It was literally two paragraphs ago. The thing is, when we try to accept that social media is often a highlight reel of the best a person experiences, we equate that to being shallow. We tell ourselves that of course they're faking and they're really miserable and they're just vying for attention. Heck, we go so far as to pity them for needing the attention of others. We judge them for being happy because secretly we're jealous that we're not. So here's my takeaway. You're welcome to join me here or to just find me naive. I strive to assume the best in people. If someone shares a blessing in their life and it doesn't appear to be at the expense of someone else, I'm going to try my very best to be genuinely happy for them. If someone appears to be shallow, I'm going to assume that they're just not sharing the depth of who they are online. And if someone chooses to never share the difficulties they certainly face, I'm going to hope those difficulties pale in comparison to the joy that they do share. Because honestly, someone else being happy does not make me less so. And if someone I care enough to follow on social media has good things happen to them, knowing about it actually makes me pretty happy too. So Yaya, I hope you're as happy as you portray on social media. Because you are a wonderful human being and you deserve all the joy that life has to offer. and living the life to the fullest is such a ya-ya thing to do.